It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on motherhood, wellness, self-love, and more. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's Adam Teicher from ESPN.com. Covers the Kansas City Chiefs. They're coming off a 27-19 win on Saturday against the Houston Texans at Arrowhead Stadium. Adam's final home regular season game at Arrowhead covering the Chiefs. He's retiring after this season. Hi, Adam. How you doing?
Good, Bob. How you doing?
That's even bigger news than what the Chiefs are doing in my world.
In my world, too, believe it or not. So, yeah, it was just kind of crazy. I really didn't think about it. And then I'm heading to the stadium on Saturday morning. I'm thinking, you know what? I'm not going to be doing this again, except for the playoffs. So it was a little weird just standing down on the field before the game saying, hey, I'm not going to have this view much longer, and being once the game got going, I got kind of busy. But when it was over and work was done for the day, I still reflected a little bit on what a great privilege it's been to work out of the Arrowhead Stadium press box for so much of my life.
You've probably been there more than anyone. So there's been a lot of wringing of hands and nervousness about how good the Chiefs are because they had so many close calls and so many things went right for them to win a good number of their games. But here they are 14-1. They just need a win or a Buffalo loss to wrap up a bye and a home field. Where are the Chiefs? What do you think their chances are to get number three in a row?
Well, I think the AFC is about as open as I've seen it. You know, I think the Chiefs and the Bills, and maybe you throw Baltimore in there, are formidable. But I feel like it's, four through seven could make some noise in the playoffs this year. I don't think there's just this huge gap that there's been in the past. I mean, there's been playoff teams in recent years. Pittsburgh was one, for instance, last year. You knew they weren't going very far in the playoffs. I don't know who you can say that about this year. I mean, I don't think Denver's good enough to beat a series of good teams, but they're good enough to beat anybody on one day. So I think it's going to be a weird year that way. And, I don't think there'll be any gimmies in the playoffs. And so what's the Chiefs' readiness for that? I think they're good enough to do it. But, I still think there's things to fix for them. Defensively, they haven't been what they were last season. And when they were struggling offensively, but they knew they would be in every game because their defense was so solid. And this year, they just can't get a big play to save their lives offensively. And that's costing them. And they're having to be so efficient and make so much of every possession they have because otherwise they just can't do enough to win a game. So it's It's a different kind of team, no doubt about it. I think they're good enough, but will they get it done? I just don't know this year. I certainly didn't think last year's was going to be a Super Bowl team going into the playoffs, and yet they did it. So I think I've learned to never say never with these guys because they're so resourceful in a lot of ways. So who wants to be involved in a close game with the Chiefs down the stretch and doesn't think that the Chiefs are going to be the ones to make the plays? They've just been so consistent with that, and it's hard to say they can't do it again.
So on your outlet this morning, ESPN.com, Bill Barnwell wrote about some of the flaws of the Super Bowl contenders and brought up Kansas City's inability or maybe unwillingness at times to throw the deep ball. How much of a flaw do you think that is at this moment for the Chiefs? How much does Hollywood Brown kind of change that dynamic? And how much do they even want to change the dynamic on something that's got them to 14-1?
No, I think they do need to change that dynamic. I agree with Barnwell on this one, that it's going to be hard for the Chiefs to beat a series of good teams the way they've been operating offensively. You know, you look at the game 2 weeks ago in Cleveland, and the Chiefs ran 78 plays off on offense, which is a good number. I mean, it's not a record or an inordinate amount. I mean, you see it every now and then, but that's still a good number. So they ran 78 plays, and they had two plays of more than 15 yards. And neither of those were really long. One was 21 yards, one was 23 yards. And so you wonder why they get six turnovers and still only score 21 points. That's partially why. They just can't get the ball down the field in it with any kind of consistency. Then you look at the game against Houston the other day, and Chiefs had 70 offensive plays, and they had one play of more than 20 yards, and that was the 36-yard pass. To Smaje Perine. So it is a real problem for the Chiefs. They're having to do so many little things well, including make plays on third downs to keep drives going so they can survive. And sooner or later, that's going to catch up to you. They've done a great job with it to this point, but I feel like that's going to be something they have to have. They have to get more big plays to beat good teams, a series of good teams in the playoffs. So we'll see if they can get that done. I feel like it's in them. We've seen it from them before. The quarterback certainly is good enough. And Hollywood Brown is making a difference, or is going to make a difference. Xavier Worthy is starting to round into a more complete player. So I think they have the tools to get it done. Maybe not be the most dangerous team in the league in that regard, but good enough to get them where they want to go. But I've thought that for a few weeks now, and it hasn't happened. So maybe they don't have it in them, but I just don't agree with that, at least not right now.
Well, and obviously there was a lot of talk about the quarterback earlier on with his high ankle sprain. People weren't sure he was going to play. And then, of course, in Mahomes-like fashion, he practices in full on Thursday, and he's out there on Saturday running around. How is his health right now? And on the other side of that, if they do win, do you give him the last week off and then he doesn't play for 3 weeks? What do you think the Chiefs do in that situation?
Yeah, first of all, that's a great problem for them to have. They would love to be able to have those kinds of problems and wonder how to handle him and other guys as well by securing that first round bye by beating Pittsburgh this week. So, but as far as Mahomes goes, I had a chance to talk with him today, and he seems to be in a really good place with it. You know, he came out of the Houston game well with the ankle. Feels like he'll be in a better place for this game on Wednesday in terms of the ankle than he was against Houston. He said, my body's going to be sore. I mean, it's only, such a short week that my body will be sore, but my ankle will be fine. So I think he'll be fine. We saw last week he could do the things he needs to do to be effective on that ankle. So I think he'll be fine. And what they do with him, I don't think you let him rest this thing. If they can win against Pittsburgh, you sit him out against the Broncos. You let him take easy during the bye week. And then you play him. So I think that's not. I think that's the best way for the Chiefs to go. This has been a hard season for a lot of the Chiefs, for him in particular. He's taken more hits than he has in any season of his career. He's been sacked more than he has in any season of his career. they need to give him a break here. And they ask a lot of him and usually delivers, but they need to give him a break. And, yeah, it's not ideal having so much time off, but if anybody can stay sharp, it's him. So I feel like that's the best way for the Chiefs to go. It's been, they've had to play a lot of their better players, maybe more than they might like because of the close nature of so many of these games. So giving guys an extra week off and maybe 2 weeks off would be a good thing for them at this point.
Adam Teicher with us. I got one question to ask you. It's more of an inside football, actually inside journalism question, maybe one better ask over a glass of vodka and orange juice. Who's your favorite person to interview during your time covering the Chiefs? We know Mahomes is the best player. We know Andy Reid now has established himself as the greatest coach in Chiefs history. Who have you enjoyed interviewing, Adam?
Oh, I'd have to really think about that maybe to give you the most accurate answer. But the guy who just pops into my head immediately is Dick Vermeil, because he was just such an open book. He would tell you what was on his mind and what he was thinking and how he was feeling. And he felt like it was a benefit to everybody to sort of open up what he was thinking and what the organization was thinking to the fans. And he could do that through me. So I always enjoyed talking with Dick Vermeil. I thought I was always going to get the truth and I was always going to get it unvarnished. So it was, there've been others over the years for sure. And several players and other coaches, but the one that who stands out right now, at least without giving it some good thought, is Dick Vermeil.
Plus just a really good guy. And what you saw with Dick Vermeil was who he was, and there were never any pretensions or anything like that. Wonderful guy. Adam, we really appreciate your time. Hopefully we'll get to talk to you again as the Chiefs approach the playoffs. But you're always great to come on our show, and we appreciate it. And have a very Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you all, too, and we'll talk to you guys down the road.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story.
These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.